Welcome to Shenanigans. Hey, hey, it's Aisha.
Hey, it's Jenny.
Yo, baby, what's up? It's Tyra.
And we are a dose of melanin empowerment that is a reminder of how bomb you are and how dope you can be. Featuring edutainment about beauty, life, and health, mixed with a true depiction of how strong she can be. Welcome to the podcast.
Improvising.
Hey.
Hey, y'all.
It's a new episode of Shenanigans.
We back again.
We back. It's the Thursday before Thanksgiving.
Why?
What you mean, why? You know, I just
like
feel
how?
Like, yeah.
Yes.
I feel like November just started, but Thanksgiving next week, and I don't understand.
And it's almost
like
over.
It's over.
Yeah, like, it's worse than October was, and it's worse than September. Like,
and
this,
I feel like December is going
to
be.
Q4 got some fucking where to go. So I hope it's not here. It's not here, and I just really hope that while 2022 is rushing his ass on over here, they come correct.
Please. Because the last 2 years.
Woo. Ghetto. You know,
I mean, it's been the
slums.
It's
just been a lot.
It's been a little
tiring.
Dumpster juice.
Just dumpster real tiring. Juice. Very ghetto.
10 out of 10. Do not recommend. But we've made it.
We're here somehow.
Somehow. Yes.
But I'm your girl's tired. I'm just exhausted.
Yes.
I'm like life tired.
I just need like, I find myself every day saying, I just need a day. Then I get that day and I don't do shit I said I was going to do with that day. And then
I need more than a day.
I need more than a day. That's the problem. I need a week.
I need a week.
But when I have a week, it's like, damn, that week just went by too fast. At this point, I just need a month.
At this point, I just need to work. Like, because...
I'm ready for retirement already.
Not retirement.
Not retirement.
Yes. That sounds very Jenny.
That sounds very Jenny. Like Jenny is speeding up her senior citizenship.
Don't rush your life.
She said, "ARP me, please."
No, she I'm already just saying, like, I want to live a life where I can just go as I please.
Retire.
You can do that now.
I mean, unless I have
facts.
You can do that now.
I mean, I have a schedule. No, I'm talking about like a work schedule where I have to be somewhere at a certain time. No, that's not what I mean.
I mean
work schedule.
Your lay downs, your naps.
Jenny,
not all the time.
Your planning
don't base
time,
your life about
your
around
concentration
work.
Time.
Don't. I'm just saying, like, I just want to be able to
a TV time.
Get up whenever I want. Take a nap whenever I want.
A journaling time.
She said you schedule TV time.
Shut up. I don't.
A bone time. Woo.
Stop. Jenny, don't let her talk to you like that.
I know. Exactly. Like, what did you talk about?
Did y'all have phone hours when y'all was growing up? Like,
time I had to get off the phone.
Hell yeah. Like,
sure
you couldn't get on the phone right when you got home from school. And then you had to, you get an hour and a half. You better split it up. Keisha calling. All these other girls calling. Don't spend your whole time talking to Keisha if you're trying to talk to Brittany and Brianna and all the other ones, too. That's Jenny. You do not call Jenny fucking phone outside her phone hours.
You get 15
Listen,
minutes.
Y'all, y'all know they are joking. Listen,
my line is always open.
Jenny, I have to schedule calls with you. I'd be like, are you busy? I'll call you at such and so time. I have to let you know.
No, you, but you don't.
I can't randomly call you,
but
Jenny.
Yes, you can.
I'm going to test it out a
please,
couple times. Because you know
do.
I cannot randomly call you, girl.
Somebody just randomly called her and I said, have I ever seen Jenny on the
I
phone?
I've never seen Jenny on the phone.
Having a whole conversation.
She sure seen Jenny on the phone.
I be on the phone.
Never. Jenny,
I be FaceTiming, I be calling,
you only
I be
FaceTime
texting.
With us when we have meetings.
No, but I'm saying I do. What's the icebreaker? Because at this point...
Why you always do that? Because I just got one more
because,
thing to say.
No. What? What?
So what? I have to tell them, though, because it was really funny.
No.
So me and Aisha was talking about Insecure, but we didn't give any spoilers. We were just talking. So Aisha asked Jenny, wait, before I say something, what episode are you on? And Jenny said, wait, of what season?
First of all, I don't see anything wrong with that. With me saying that.
I just didn't think you was that behind.
I'm not that behind. It's how many episodes are, what, four, three? How many episodes are they in?
I thought that was like the fourth or fifth one.
Okay. So it's only four episodes out of how many seasons?
But things are happening.
I understand that.
Jenny, they only come on once a year. Like, you have a whole year to watch a season.
Like, why it has like now?
Six or seven episodes. Like, why did you wait till it came back on to be at season two?
Why are you not caught up?
I am caught up. That's what I'm saying. I said that.
You're not caught up. You're not watching the current season.
What are you talking? Okay. I have not started this new season.
You're not caught up.
But I'm not behind. I've seen all the other seasons. I mean, I'm saying like, I'm not like, it's not like I haven't. Okay. Y'all, you know what? Just stop. I'm sure there are other people who had not. And the only reason why is because I forgot to get Tyra's HBO Max information. That's the only reason why I haven't started it.
That's probably the favorite thing you've ever said.
Oh, my God.
I just don't understand. Like,
I'm not mad. I'm caught up. I just haven't started this season yet.
I mean, you know what I mean. Like, I haven't, like, I'm not behind like y'all making it seem like I am. Okay. Like, it's not, I've seen all of the seasons other than the newest one.
Okay.
So it's not like I got to get caught up before I watch this new season. I can just jump right in.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we're going to start with the icebreaker. Because, woo, Jenny. Oh. The icebreaker this week is, what can you say at Thanksgiving and during sex?
Oh, why you looking at me like that? I got a couple.
Go, Sam.
But maybe I'll just say one for now, and then when y'all get y'all's, I'll circle back. which one am I going to pick? Don't look at me like that. Probably, is it ready yet?
That's a good one.
Is it ready yet?
Mine's is, how does it taste?
Oh, that's a good one.
I can not.
That's a good question.
That's a good question to ask.
Yenny?
Yes. Those are some really good ones.
See.
You got nothing?
Say your second one. And then come back to me. Come back to me.
Then I got another one too.
You made me lose it. Okay. My other one was, I forget.
My other one is, I'm ready for seconds.
Oh. Damn it. I was just about to say something like that.
My goodness. That's, you should have really said it.
Now I'm hungry.
Now I'm thinking about a lot of things. It's a
many,
lot of things.
Many things.
Because I was thinking like, ooh, that's juicy. You know? Damn it.
I was about to say that one. I was about to say, ooh, that was good. I need some more.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but I mean, it's basically what you said.
I like it. I'm ready for Thanksgiving. Mm. I'm ready to eat.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready to eat. I don't know if anyone's going to let me cook this year.
Why?
You know, y'all like my cooking, but my family doesn't. They tell me.
They think you cook like a white woman?
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I don't think you cook like a white woman.
I don't think so either. I don't think so. They don't be here for it. Yeah. Me and my sister had this whole back and forth last week about yams and sweet potatoes. Mm-hmm. And she was like, they're the same thing. I was like, no, like, this was like a whole internet debate. Like, they're really not. And she's like, Aisha, but they are. See, this is what I'm talking about with you. You don't even know what stuff be called. It's yams. And I'm like, okay, sis, whatever. Well, I don't be black enough to cook for my family, but we've retired my mother. So
who's gonna be cooking?
It's usually my sister, and she don't like nobody to help, but then want to complain that she cooked all damn day. So like,
that's usually how it goes.
Let me help you out. Or I'll be like, I like my dressing kind of sweet, so I like, we'll make my own dressing, and she'll, don't nobody want that sweet dressing, and I cannot live this down. One year, she was having, like, a whole bunch of personal things going on, so I was like, I'm gonna try to take some heat off her, I'm gonna cook the dressing, I'm gonna bring it down, and I was rushing. Mm-hmm. And I was tired. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to put all the things in the dressing. Oh, dang. So I can't live everything. The onions, the peppers, all of the cornbread. It was cornbread. And the special ingredients I used to moisturize it. And they was like, so you brought us cornbread casserole. And I was like, this isn't what I usually do. It was a mistake. And so now I've been like banned.
You're a great cook. We talk about that all the time, though. You are.
Fuck it. I ain't got to cook shit.
I just want to eat.
I can cook for my self for all I care.
True.
Yeah, make your own meal. Yeah.
Tristan will eat it.
Tristan don't like holiday food.
He don't? Mm. What does he like? Everything else?
He's stressful. I took him to Bria's housewarming. Mm-hmm. And made him a whole little plate. I mean, she had catfish and chicken and mac and cheese and Brussels sprouts and carrots and da-da-da. I made this little boy a plate. You know what he asked me for?
What?
Fruit and crackers and cheese. Mm-hmm.
Why he didn't want?
He ate three plates of that. He really don't like mac and cheese. He be like, what's dressing? Like, mm-hmm. He don't really fuck with the holiday food like that.
More for me.
Have to get him some meat and like let that be it. Mm-hmm. He starve every time we go to my family's gatherings because he just won't eat.
What he eat on Christmas? That's his favorite holiday.
What I just fruit.
Cheese crackers. He's too excited to think about food anyway.
He be like, can you make me some oatmeal, mom? Like he don't be. He mom. Don't be with the shits. It be the mom for me. He mommed me so bad this weekend. I couldn't wait to drop his little ass off at school today.
Mom, so formal.
Mom. And then don't let me ignore his ass. Mom. Mom, he said, and now he knows. Do you hear me?
Does he say that?
You hear me?
That's so cute.
Drop him off. He can mom y'all.
Oh no! I have one that is that'll be momming
giving you that practice.
She'll be momming me by this time next year.
Definitely,
mom. I'm gonna teach her how to say mom first. If she say daddy first, she gotta go.
She won't.
She gonna say daddy, and you know because they all do. And I'm gonna ship her and send her to them.
Oh my god!
Here you go.
You ship her my little
thing. Calling for you.
I
she
am.
Ain't know.
Daddy, who was that?
Cannot. You already know she's going to be bad. Tristan already spoke it.
She's not going to be bad. She's a good baby right now. She's good. I feel her move the same times.
So she on her schedule.
She got her schedule.
But she do her own damn thing. And she
don't
want
to be bothered.
She ain't trying to be bothered.
That's it. She do not want
to
be left alone.
That's her energy. I feel that energy from her.
She
ain't trying to be bothered. Mm-hmm. I ain't got time for that. When I come over here, she better have time for me.
Good luck.
She going to be like, no.
Because she don't want to, she want to be left alone. Mm-hmm.
I'm not playing with her.
She chilling in there. Mm-hmm. For now.
I'm going to chill her. I'm not playing with her.
Yeah, good. Wish me luck because she probably ain't going to want to be hell. I don't have time for the type of baby.
I feel it.
But I think she ain't going to want to be
gonna
hell.
She's going to be the baby to say no a lot. No.
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 No. She's going to be like her mama. Her mama say no all the time.
Oh, Lord. Ain't that it?
She's gonna be just like me or her daddy, and Godspeed, Lord, because both our personalities are bright.
Bright.
You like that? Bright. In the spirit of Thanksgiving, since you know it's coming up somehow, we're just gonna keep talking about just gratefulness, thankfulness. Keep it light for this mini episode.
Cause y'all know what schedule we on.
It's a mini. If you were looking for seggies, we don't got them for you this week.
Not this week.
Catch us in December.
December. I don't like the word.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
December.
Yikes.
Yes.
Wait. It'll be like the second or something.
It'll still be December.
I don't have time for that.
It'll be the second.
This year, skipping on by. See, that's why I gotta cut all unnecessary out of my life now. That's what we get.
So I'm gonna start the little mini episode off asking y'all, what abilities do y'all have that y'all are grateful for?
Abilities.
Mm-hmm. Characteristics, talents.
I would say
skills.
I've really been working on my beatboxing, and so
you know what? Get out.
What?
continue to evolve.
How did you get started on this beatbox?
Let's hear it then.
No, definitely not.
Why not?
Only Tristan's allowed.
Let's hear it.
Only Tristan's allowed. He's Wait. The greatest audience. He does it back with me.
Oh, my
we'll
God.
Do it back. I'll do it
Dancing,
back.
Dancing, step class. I took Jenny to step class.
I about died. But I made it through.
You made it through.
But I will
Jenny,
say,
Jenny
my
was
cast.
Looking at me this like this this whole time. Just looking bewildered. And I just kept yelling moves at her. I'm like, Jenny, just do this.
Jenny, I just do that.
She was looking at me like this. Like, she
And then I was looking at Iris, see what she's doing. And then I was
Iris is
shit.
Making up her own shit. She kept telling those. Me, I got it.
I love those people in dance class.
Oh my
I
gosh.
Love it.
Oh, that's funny. So, yeah, probably my ability to pick that up because...
In beatboxing. I just was not excited. I just wanted to say something very more practical.
That's what I was thinking about.
Mm-mm. Okay.
You're going to have to beatbox.
Never.
Only one time.
Mm-mm.
One time.
Mm-mm. Mm. Okay. You have any abilities, skills, talents, or characteristics?
Well, I feel like now I'm going to say what I was saying. It's going to be funny because it's very it's different. Not different in a bad way, but I would say one ability or skill that I have is to be able to empathize with people.
Mm. Oh yes, you are so good
Which
with that.
It can be a little tiring sometimes.
Yeah.
But
I
would say, yeah, I can empathize with people.
That's good. Because a lot of people can't. They're not very gracious or compassionate mm-hmm. these days. So
they are not skilled.
No. They don't have that ability.
Mm-mm.
Right.
I think for me, it'll be flexibility because life be throwing curveballs at your girl. And I just be rolling with them. Mm-hmm. I be dodging them like the Matrix.
Oh, my God.
Just be rolling with them, you know? It's lots of plot twists in my life. Things are always interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But I just roll with it. That's all you can do. People ask me, am I afraid of birth? Nah. Baby got to come out. Baby got to come out.
I know. I'm going to ask you that again at the end.
No, I'm not afraid. I know it. I ain't saying it's going to be glorious. I'm just saying my body, she got to come out.
Right.
Ooh, my body's going to do what it's going
to
do.
You have to.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
You're giving me flashbacks.
I didn't say I'm going to handle it like a G. I hope so, but
I'm
just,
sure you'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Right. It'll be cool.
Now y'all make me feel the need to give a serious one because I was fucking around.
Hey, look, ain't nothing wrong with it. Because some people, I can try to be boxed. We know I can't dance.
You would never do that move like that, first of all.
What was that?
What was that? Do it again. Because you can't what? What was that? I would say just to be creative. I've been really trying to expand my creativity and try new things out and like looking at others for inspiration and just trying to stay tapped into that this year.
Yeah.
I feel that way. I am grateful to be musically inclined. It's so cool to see my family because my dad's side, everybody can sing. Mm. Literally, the whole family. My brother can play piano. He can listen to a song and just start playing it.
Yeah.
My dad plays the guitar. He can listen to a song and just start playing it. And my cousin plays the drums. If you can't play an instrument, you sing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's wild. What if my baby come out, she can't sing?
It'll be all right.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
Maybe she'll be a dancer. Like me.
We're a beatboxer. And I'm going to be singing next to her while she beatboxing.
Oh.
And my ability to like pick up on fashion and things like that, just having my own style. I really enjoy putting clothes and looks together.
Yeah.
Trying different shit. So
I've enjoyed my little fake modeling career that I've started. Because I really be out here fake modeling. Y'all got to see these. I was like, okay.
And shout out to Tay Tay because she make a girl feel good.
She make you feel good.
I can't wait to do my maternity shoe with her. I've probably been getting on her nerves.
Oh my gosh.
I know
I've been getting on her damn nerves because she's been booked.
And she said, I haven't opened my book for 2022. And I said, I thought I was already behind.
she's been she's been putting her foot down a little bit. And I know it's because she's just been overwhelmed with how much work she's been doing. But I'm like, listen.
I'm just saying, keep me in mind.
Keep me.
Don't let the time pass. Because then she was like, I don't do newborns. I said, girl, this ain't for the baby. This for me. I want the picture.
Oh my God. Hilarious.
So, yeah. Shout out to her.
Yeah.
Love us some Tay-Tay. What life experiences have y'all had that are good or bad that you're grateful for?
This year?
Just in general.
I can't think that broad. Oh.
Yeah, Tristan. That's a life experience.
Yes. Homie been wearing me out.
It's that toddler stage.
Yo, it's a lot. It's a lot going on with
he's just
homie.
A very advanced small person. He's not really small, even a small big person. He's small big.
He's growing every 5 minutes. He just grabbed all his clothes again. And I'm just so stressed out with that alone. Like, I took him there and they was all like, how old is he? 5, 6? He's 3. Thanks. Like, that's why he's rolling on the floor with a ball. I hope, I surely hope my 5-year-old wouldn't fucking do that. So let me make the announcement right now that my child is 3. And this is why he's acting like a 3-year-old in a 5-year-old body.
Yeah. Oh. But he's just a very advanced, small person. Not even like a toddler. Just the way he talks is like a small little man.
Mom. Like, okay, Mom.
He's
Mom.
Just funny. It's really funny. Yeah, Tristan. I think about that.
Mm-hmm. So much stuff has happened. Let me think.
I mean, because he was, I think a lot of things when I think about like my pregnancy and like birthing him, that he was life changing, but his experience wasn't.
Mm. What you mean? Say more.
Because the experience was like scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the experience itself was scary. And so when I think about
the experience of giving birth,
just my pregnancy and just all the complications I had when I was pregnant. So when I think about like times where I've been very afraid in my life, like I think about those times of well, what's gonna happen with me and what's gonna happen with him, and like trying to stay calm and dealing with work, and you know, I think about that, reminds me of just a very stressful time.
Yeah, it is a high stressful time, even when it's normal.
Yeah,
it's still just I don't know, I think because I know too much.
Being a nurse.
Yes, I know too much. And, like, my normal, like, I don't see normal babies. So, like, my normal is not normal children.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, when I was getting my ultrasound, I was like, no, I need to see every organ.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to tell me what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you see 4 chambers of the heart? Do you see 2 kidneys?
Mm-hmm.
She got all her fingers and toes. Well, they don't really much. She'll be all right if she don't, but I just need to make sure. She got all these limbs.
Right. All the things.
I need everything. I
want to see everything.
Mm-hmm. She wouldn't let me see her face, but, you know, that's all right.
So I said she's doing her own thing.
Yeah, I don't know what that was about.
She was asleep.
First of all, her legs were crossed.
Yeah.
So I almost didn't even see if she was a she.
Oh, my gosh. She said, I'm a lady.
She, yeah.
Don't be looking at my parts. Like
literally, feet crossed like this.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, she's in here chilling.
I was about to say, it'd be funny how kids be up in there just chilling, like
she's literally
hanging
out.
He
used to be up in there blowing spit bubbles and shit, and I'm like, what is you doing? Like,
so cute though.
They be in there living a little life,
living
before they get here.
They do.
It's just crazy.
That is so weird.
It's weird.
Oh, Jay, do you have any life experiences?
And you just said in general, right?
Yeah.
Good or bad?
Yeah.
I mean, there's just, I have both, but I don't think that there's been any that just stands out.
I got another one if you need one. I got one.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was watching this video that Russ, and I'm in love with Russ. Yes. Now he rolls down the street, call the cops because they're not gonna get me off the car. So, but he's very intellectual. And so he was posting this, he had posted this TikTok, this interview, and he was just saying how the guy asked him, I don't know, like what keeps his grind or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I just have to always remember that where I am right now, I was in a place where I was praying for this before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And like where I really wanted to get where I'm at right now, and like never letting that leave my focus, no matter how big I get or how much mm-hmm. money I get or whatever, whatever, how stable I feel, like right. never lose. Like this was the spot I was trying to get to, with trying to get to the next thing. And when I think about that, and it makes me grateful for child being in college and not having no car mm-hmm. and not having no money and working like three jobs, had an internship and two jobs, and I don't know how I survived life that broke and with no car.
And we had so much fun.
And we had so much fun. And like, and I was getting jobs.
We didn't have a whole bunch of, or as many bills or, you know, financial
certain
responsibilities.
Speak for yourself. My parents said, you moved out. These are all
yours.
Well,
I mean, I had like all of them, but I'm just thinking like some people like,
yeah,
they live in a dorm,
you
know, versus having to pay for rent
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I literally remember being like, oh, I got $20. I'm straight. Like,
no, for real.
I can eat. We're going to go out. I'm going to get me a drink. They got specials. They got $2 whales. Like,
free before midnight.
Free get before midnight. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Like, and just never losing that. Like, especially as I'm trying to, like, get a promotion right now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you get money and it just always still doesn't feel like what you need.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, like, never forgetting, like, having to catch taxis because Uber wasn't a thing
right.
to get to my internship back and forth, or riding the bus, or riding my bike to my like, I'm like, bitch, you used to be out here mm-hmm. like, and just never forgetting that and using that same mindset in what I'm going after right
yeah.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I'm great. Although that was very trying time.
Yes.
I am mm-hmm. grateful for that experience.
Yeah. Let me think. Definitely college.
Yeah.
Cause I've met some great, most of my friends from college are like my lifelong friends mm-hmm. for the rest of my life. AKA
cause yeah.
it's connected me to a lot of good people like y'all. And, we had some times. We about to be 11.
I can't believe
this
that.
Weekend. And, a lot of stuff has happened in the past 11 years.
I just can't believe that.
Man.
I just literally can't.
Good times, bad times.
Our
marriages.
Nails are turning 10. Right. Like I
can't believe that either. And I remember
their
being
whole
there.
Time.
Yes.
And I like it was
probate.
Yesterday.
I remember everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like it was yesterday.
So that's wild.
That's
so
crazy.
Yes. Yeah. Even my pregnancy now, even with this highs and lows, like mm-hmm. all the decisions that I've made, I feel like I haven't made a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. It's only the beginning. Cause
yeah.
She's coming.
Yeah.
She's on the way.
Get ready for me.
She's coming.
She is on the way. Let me see. So I'm going to do something that's just like more recent because it's something that I feel like I've always kind of been working towards. Mm-hmm. And it's like now that I've arrived, I can actually truly start the process. But I would say leaving my job and finding a new one, and not just because, okay, yeah, I wanted to do something differently, but I think for so long, like the job that I was at, it was just so tied to my personal identity.
Yeah.
That I think that I was able to finally feel free and to like shed that identity in the sense of not forgetting it, but remembering where I came from and those experiences, but to feel like, okay, well, I'm approaching like a new me, you mm-hmm. know, or I don't want to say improve, but like a different version of me. And so
yeah.
just being able to move forward from that and allow space to do that.
Yeah, no, that's real.
I love that about our generation. We will leave a job.
So
we will leave. And I will look for a new job at my current job. We will leave. I love that about us.
They'll be like, you look nice today. Yep, I'm leaving the interview.
Yeah.
Like, the hell.
I love that. I love that about us.
Versus, and I get it. They had to do what they had to do.
Terms, stability, longevity. Different. Yes.
You going to leave that good job? Yeah, because I'm going to find another one.
And that's right.
But even like in our, our current day and age, like I feel like you kind of have to get that experience to get different jobs. So it's kind of like if you stay at one place, you're kind of not going to say completely putting yourself behind, but somewhat at a disadvantage.
Depending on what you're doing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like you said, things are just moving so fast now. Mm-hmm. You kind of have to keep up with the times.
Right.
And evolve as the time, because it's such a popcorn, microwave type of time that we're in. So what material possessions do y'all have that y'all are thankful for?
Lord, I'm going to say my car.
Amen.
Because she'll act up in any of my cars. I'll act up in a minute. I never have good luck with cars. So
yeah, I don't understand.
I don't understand. It's me.
I don't know. I was like,
wait, your car has been next.
Girl.
Oh, okay.
Well, and then they overcharge me. I'm going to let that die. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to let that go. And it's okay. I was stressed and I should have called around to more places. Yeah. But, oh, well, I paid it. It's fixed.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. It's done. Yeah. But my car, because if I don't say that. and I tell Tristan, for having a home, having a home that is warm, that is safe.
That I love.
Yes.
You know, that I like. I enjoy.
Yeah.
Because that's a big deal. Because the inflation just. I don't understand.
I've been trying to find a new place. And I'm like, well, at this rate. Guess I'll be here with my 2-month maintenance request still unanswered. I lit them up in a survey today. So I'm thankful, but we got some improvements we need.
Yeah. All of my material things that make me happy are like my clothes. I love them so much. I'm going to be so sad because I'm going to have to purge. And my shoes and my purses and my makeup.
Oh my gosh.
If I could be a thing, I would be makeup.
Oh my gosh. That's the most girliest thing I've heard you say.
And I haven't even worn it because I haven't went anywhere, but I just love it so much.
I cannot deal.
I do.
I love my crystals.
Yes.
Because they...
just so peaceful.
Yeah, I think they helped me from getting to the exact level of crazy that I could get to. You know.
Yeah.
They helped me simmer down. I
understand.
Woo.
Yeah.
Talk it's about necessary. Keeping it contained.
Because I know my... Talk about capabilities. Talk about talents and abilities. The things I think of in my head. It's like true. I'm like, girl, you real strong.
Violence is the answer.
That is some good self-control.
Violence is the answer.
I think of the things I think to say.
I'm glad I don't act upon the things that I think about.
Oh. I mean,
I need to start doing that.
To a certain extent.
You do.
You do.
Because people be trying it.
They be trying it. And sometimes you just got to be like, you know what? I did have one of those. I said, you know what? Fuck this. You know? And sometimes you got to just hit people with some fuck this.
You do.
Some fuck you.
You right. do. It's appropriate.
And it be appropriate.
You do.
Just let it be.
Even you if cannot, just for
I
that
can't
moment.
Be the bigger person all the time. Mm-hmm. I am a human. Mm-hmm. And you're not about to keep having me fucked up.
Because here's the thing. Who are you going to be the bigger person for?
What are
they
doing?
I need to be the bigger person for me.
Hello.
Right? And sometimes being the bigger person for me is not going to be the same as being a bigger person for you. I'm not going to be able to filter it the same way. It's just not going to happen.
I'm not a turn the cheek type of girl. Mm-mm. That's not me. I cannot do that.
I'm not Elsa. I can't just let things go.
No.
Oh, we're going to have the conversation.
Oh, we're definitely.
We're going to talk about the things.
We are.
Whether it's uncomfortable, whether I cry. I don't care. Here, my thing is we talk, then we can move on.
Yeah,
I don't. We was just talking about our parents. Like, we live so much in this culture of sweep things under the rug,
and
you just move past this, and why can't you just let move on? Mm-mm. No, because this shit's gonna happen again.
And that's why we all got high, or they, fuck not that. Me, high blood pressure and high cholesterol and heart disease. Right. Because y'all don't keep holding on these grudges.
And it literally, and oh it my God, I was so sick. Mm-hmm. I was so sick last week. And I'm like, it's because I'm literally holding all these things and not saying them. And it will make you physically sick. I'm not doing that to protect your feelings.
Mm-mm. No.
What about me?
Who?
Exactly. What about me?
No, ma'am.
Oh. Violence is the answer. I'll be looking at objects and I'll be like, what if I use this and hit this person upside the head? I told you, Kill Bill style. I just need, sometimes you just need to fight.
It's the Kill Bill style.
Right. You do. You just need to fight sometimes. Sometimes you just need to
body chop somebody's throat.
I do. I just want to write a trachea. Just take them out. Take knock the wind out of them. Then walk away.
Oh, somebody asked me what I do if somebody had approached me the other week. I forgot what the hell was going on. I said, I'm going to just kick them in the face because they're not going to expect me. They're not going to expect it, and I know that I'm capable because of all these classes I take. I'm going to kick them in the face real quick, and I'm just run away.
I'm going for the kneecaps, make them buckle, then I'm out. And I'm going to tase them a little bit, just give them a little shock. Some people need a little shock, a little shock to the system.
No, they need to tase them a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to tase them.
Oh, my God.
Kill Bill style, then tase.
I can't.
That's it. Then we can talk about it afterwards. We ain't talking.
They gonna
before.
Be able to talk
after. I'll let you recover, but
then
afterwards,
you should go sit there so they could talk. I was gonna go away.
Y'all remember the movie? Oh, it's a Tyler Perry movie. Oh my God, with Kimberly Elise.
Oh yes,
and he was in bathtub.
And she threw him in that bathtub.
That's me.
Oh, he couldn't talk.
And she having a whole conversation with him. And when they was at the dinner table, oh, that's me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, see, yeah, I'm going to talk to you while you tase down, peeing on yourself and shit.
See.
Yeah.
Is this why you, you know, that's why you can't push people, you guys.
You can't. You cannot.
You
don't know what
they're
capable
of. You don't know what people are capable of.
You don't know what their abilities are.
I was telling Martina last week and I was with her. I said, you know, at this point, someone's going to have a Netflix special about me. So I'm just telling you now so that we can prevent it from happening. Oh, shoot.
What made you laugh or smile recently?
Now I'm thinking about Tristan's ass. I have to think about what this boy said. He's been saying so much funny stuff.
That's like my nephew.
It is.
He was he was talking about his sister breastfeeding. And he was and she was just sucking so hard. And me and my mom were hollering.
My
screaming. Because why would
you
say that?
Why would he say that?
Also, he was trying not to say octopuses because he thought that was a bad word.
Oh, my God.
So funny.
That's hilarious.
He's so funny. I love kids.
Dang. You been laughing, Jenny?
I mean, I have, but I'm trying to think what...
I feel like I said it to somebody.
I feel like there's a meme or a gif that every time I use it, it makes me laugh. And I use it pretty often. So I would probably say this
one
weekend.
The dog.
No, it's one. I think it was Denzel was Malcolm X. And like he's hitting like the table.
I love
and like
that.
He's angry.
Yes. I use that all the time. I use that one all the time.
I can't.
Are you looking for what you just laughed at?
Man, because it was so funny. I'm not going to be able to find it. It was something Tristan said. He's been saying so many funny things. I've just been like, where did you get that from?
Mm-hmm.
Or the way he acts with me at swim class right now, I'm just like, you're so freaking animated, bro. Like, that video I posted with him waving like this. Now, this past Saturday, it was the thumbs up. I said, First of all, and I mean, he turns around, he be looking for me, and all these parents sitting right here, it's just be like, I said, you will never. It was like, what's the show, the beginning of that show? The Wayans Brothers.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
That was Tristan with his fro.
Did you get a video?
Yes.
Oh, I need to see that.
I'll show y'all. And I was just like, oh my God, just jump in the water. Just jump in the water, Tristan. But he's so funny.
That's so cute. I love it.
He's animated.
Lastly, who do y'all appreciate?
That's a trick question.
Currently.
It's a trick question.
Why is that a trick question?
I appreciate myself.
That's not a bad answer.
Myself, because homegirl be pulling it from the nethers.
The nethers.
So keep going. She done been going to her therapy every week. She done been dealing with all the fluctuation at work. And managing to present like a sane individual. So I am so appreciative of her because I know on the inside, my younger self is like, we need help in here. My present self's like, just go to sleep. Just go lay down. We can't process all this information right now. Go lay down. And my higher self is like, come on, guys. We can do it. Go journal. Go light you some incense. And we all like, shut the fuck up. So I am. I'm so appreciative. They all trying to work together and keep homegirl going. You know, the holidays, they just always be a stressful
time
of year.
Why is it always clustered?
And it be just random stuff. Yeah. Like, it's not even the holidays that make people stressed out. It's like all the things that be happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Myself.
That's a good answer. That's a great answer.
Yeah, that's a really good answer.
That wasn't a trick question.
It just sounds a little narcissistic.
No, it's not. Jenny, you appreciate yourself too.
I mean, yes, because I feel like never mind. Because I know when I say this, y'all gonna be like,
"Say
no,
it."
We're not. Just say it.
I bet you y'all gonna say something.
No,
I would say me because I feel like more recently I've been spending a lot more time by myself. I knew it. I'll go ahead and let y'all have your moment.
Jenny, I try. Wait. Okay, let me just. Never mind. Go ahead.
Keep going. Sorry.
Keep going.
I would say, okay, let me say this. I mean, even though y'all probably still are not going to agree with me, but I feel like before, like, I would need, like, validation from, like, people. Like, having, like, I would have, like, different, like, relationships and connections with people, and some of them weren't, they didn't have any meaning, but I think I was, afraid to like cut certain situations off, and so I just kind of kept them open without actually just like cutting them off. And so I feel like I think I've gotten in a space where I'm like being honest with myself and being honest with other people and just letting them know, like, yeah, you know, this is not, you know, we're not on the same page or whatever reason why these, like, I don't feel like this connection is working anymore. And so I feel like before I would just not say anything and just say, oh, it'll die out. But I feel like now I've taken more initiative to cut those situations off and just truly like kind of just focus on me and prioritizing me.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you like this because I am, you know, you preaching to me. I am trying. But that is not easy. So, yeah, I do commit you for that. I wasn't looking at you trying to be funny.
I would also say my friends too, because I feel like, you know, over the years, like my friends, I mean, they're basically like my family. And I think that we're all in like a different space, and I feel like there are different things. I don't know. I feel like I'm changing in a good way. And so I feel like, you know, everybody and even myself with them has just been like flexible with those changes and not really thinking like, oh, okay, well, you're acting different in a way where like we're not going to be friends anymore, and just accepting like, okay, well, we all evolve and we all have different things happening, mm-hmm. and just we all being understanding to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I appreciate my friends too, because mm-hmm. they've just been out of control since I've been pregnant. One was driving under the speed limit, and I said, why are you driving so slow?
My
and she gosh. Said, because it's a baby in this bitch. And I said, I need you to put the pedal to the metal.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
They've just been very overprotective, mm-hmm. and just been checking on me, making sure baby needs things, mm-hmm. already asking about baby shower stuff. And there's like a million people are like, okay, well, I'm going to come early, so if you need help setting up. Mm-hmm. And so it's just been very great to have that. Even from my male friends, because mm-hmm. I have a particular male friend who's been just like always asking me, am I okay? Mm-hmm. Do I need anything? How am I feeling? You know.
That's really good.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
To have that support.
Mm-hmm. It is good. Mm-hmm. It just kind of made me emotional.
Why? It makes me emotional too, but like it just makes me happy, mm-hmm. you know, because when I think, not that things wouldn't work out, but you know, just not, and not really nervous, but you know, mm-hmm. when my stressors are in the front of my mind, and yeah. one of my friends or somebody will say something or do something, and then that's just confirmation that things are gonna be fine,
right? Yeah, so yeah. it all work out.
Yep, it surely will.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, we're going to wrap it up with a she-spiration.
Oh, damn. This is not mini, mini.
Not really, sis.
It just doesn't feel like we talked that long. Tyra said it was long enough. Okay. I'm going to wrap this up with a she-spiration.
Yeah.
Oh. So. Okay. So, you know, since we're ending the year, I felt like this she-spiration is fitting. But as you are, you know, ending the year, just remember, think about that, you know, you can't go back and change what has happened this year or what has happened anytime, in the beginning, but just know that you can focus on where you are and change your ending.
Thanks. You're welcome. We shall see.
You can do it. You can do it. You can change your ending. Mm-hmm. I have something to say, but I can't say it while we're recording. On that note, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. We will see y'all in 2 weeks.
Bye.